If it had not been for
our God.
Hallelujah. I like what Jesus said when this time of testing was coming. He said, my God, my God. Hallelujah. So if Jesus can say my God, amen. I believe we can say my God too. Amen. In our time, in our most desperate moments, in some of our lowest points, we need to make God personal. Amen. Our relationship with God should be personal. We're going to ask you to stand this afternoon for our scripture reading. Amen. Our scripture reading is coming from the 62nd division of the book of Psalms. Amen. I believe this is one of those low points in David's life. Amen. I know it's somewhere between 2 Samuel chapter 22 and 23, because that's when David talks about the Lord being his rock, and then in chapter 23 is when he goes through one of those low periods. Amen. When he numbered the people, and God sent the destroying angels. Amen. Because David has sinned. And they asked David a question, and the question that we should all want to address this afternoon. God gave David three choices. He said, you can be put to the worst before your enemies. He said, you can have a famine in the land, I believe was the second. And the third one, he said, you can fall into the hands of the Lord for 3 days. David said, this is not a hard decision to make. I choose to fall into God's hands because our God is merciful. And they said, who knows, hallelujah, in the middle of it, when I'm in God's hands, in the middle of it, God will have mercy. This afternoon, he's my God. Lord, thank you. When I can depend on anybody else, when I didn't know who to turn to, I turned to the Lord. Psalm 62. Now this is not a very popular psalm, so we're going to read it all. Amen? But I still won't be long. But I, you know what? Everybody going through something? Can I get a wave off? Listen, are we all going through something? If I would give you my list, you say, well, how do you still have a smile on your face? How are you able to still do what you're doing? The answer is simple. Because the joy of the Lord. I said, because the joy of the Lord is the reason you don't have strength. You're not joying in Jesus. I said, I'm able to have joy because the joy of the Lord is. Verse 1 reads, truly my soul waited upon God. From him cometh my, this salvation means deliverance. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long we imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth. Lord, they curse in one name. Take a pause. Hallelujah. That's what man plans to do, but God. Amen. Next verse. But my soul wait thou only.
On God.
My soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Stop and pause and think about that. Stop and pause and think about it. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this. That power, I said that.
Power.
That power belongeth to who?
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Next verse. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according. Lord, we bless you on this afternoon, and we thank you for the reading of your word. Lord, we thank you for being God and being our personal Savior. Lord, we thank you for being our rock. Lord, we thank you for being our defense. Lord, we thank you for being our refuge. And we thank you for being our deliverer. And we thank you, hallelujah, for being a powerful God. And Lord, as we prepare, hallelujah, Lord God, to listen, to hear what the Spirit would say unto the church. Father God, our hearts' desire is, Lord, feed me, hallelujah, with food that is convenient for my soul. Lord, search every heart on this afternoon. Lord, search every mind. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ask you, may you send your word to heal. May you send your anointing to deliver. And may you send your anointing to set free. Lord, may the anointing draw lost souls. May your anointing strengthen those that are weak. Lord, may your anointing continue to give those that are strong a mind to bear the infirmities of the weak. Now all these blessings and favors we're going to claim, can we all say in Jesus' name?
Jesus.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. We used to sing that old song, I'm so glad that Jesus, I said I'm so glad that Jesus, there was once upon a time when I was bound, but thank God this afternoon that Jesus lifted me. As I stated, this is one of those low points in the psalmist David's life. Amen. So when I don't know where to turn to or who to turn to, it's time to turn to God. When you don't know what to do, and Lord knows if we're ever living in a day and time where it seems like there's nothing but trouble on every side, and everywhere you look there's nothing but more trouble. When one trouble finishes, there's more trouble. Amen. Luke says that men's hearts are failing them for looking at all the things that are coming on the earth. Amen. Lord, when I thought it would get better, all of a sudden it got. So who shall I turn to? Amen. When the Lord was dealing with his disciples. Amen. He said, except you, he was dealing with a spiritual principle. But the disciples looked at it naturally. When we're dealing with God on the spiritual principle, let's say, stay spiritual.
Stay spiritual.
All right, come on, y'all. You know we do this every week. Amen. Say, stay spiritual.
Stay spiritual.
And stay out of the natural.
Stay out of the natural.
Come on, stay spiritual.
Stay spiritual.
Stay out of the natural. Because when you get in the natural, hallelujah, the devil will take your mind and he'll blow every molehill and make it into a mountain. Hallelujah. So it's time to stay out of the natural and stay in the spiritual. Well, Jesus spiritually told his disciples, he said, except you eat my meat, my flesh, and drink my blood, he said, you have no part with me. Now let's stay in the spiritual. Amen.
Amen.
You know what the followers did? Immediately they went into the natural. Well, that's how the devil, hallelujah, keeps stymieing the saints. That's how he keeps holding us back, because God sends us a spiritual answer and we interpret it in the natural. The Bible said when they heard that, they said, this is a hard saying. They said, how can we eat this man's flesh and drink his blood? He said, and from that day, many of his disciples went back. That's why so many people in church are what they ought to be. Because God is trying to deal with your spiritual. But oh, super, the devil won't let you pray like you ought to pray. Won't let you come to church like you ought to come to church, because he wants you to stay in the. But what we say, we're going to stay in the what?
Spiritual.
Come on, stay in the spiritual and not in the
natural.
The devil said, you know, won't you stay in the natural? I got the advantage. But when you go in the spiritual, they that be with us are more than they that be against us. When you get in the spiritual, the devil said, you got some help, hallelujah. You got a wall up, you got a defense up. When you get in the spiritual, the devil said, I cannot break that wall. I cannot come through that defense. Lord, so you know what he said? He said, I can't let them pray no more. But I heard the word of God say, who then can harm you if you be followers of that which is? If you're following God, you can't be harmed. But when we get back into the natural, then the devil has the advantage. Because now we don't walk by faith, but we begin to walk by sight. Amen. It's like the old funny story they had. A person saw their shadow and started running. Because the shadow was huge. And they asked, he said, "Did you see that big thing behind me?" They said, "You know what you failed to realize? That was the light." Hallelujah. The light was shining on me. And if you kept going forward, you wouldn't have seen the big shadow behind you.
Right.
So what does the devil do when the light of God's word is shining on you? He gets you to look.
Come on.
Amen. Come on, y'all. Come on. Who's stopping
it? Come on.
Y'all gonna make me preach by myself?
No,
I'm sorry. I'll do it. Gonna make a difference. We going on in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I said as long as the light is shining on you, and you're going forward, that's why you're light as you're in the light. Because as long as you're in the light, I heard him say the darkness won't be able to comprehend you. Amen. So the devil said, "I've got to get him out of the spiritual, because they got too much power." Remember Lot's wife? He said, "Don't what? Where's your shadow at?" Yeah, everybody know that, right? Where's your shadow at? Trying to go forward.
Amen.
We did some elementals. All of us get that. That's right. So you're trying to go forward in God. Have mercy, Jesus. But you can't go forward because you won't stop looking back. No wonder Paul said, "Forgetting those things, I'm forgetting the things which are behind, and I'm reaching forward to the things which are." I'm going forward. Can we say I'm going forward? Now, I don't want you to tell anybody else, but I want you to tell yourself I'm going forward. Tell the devil I'm going forward. Hallelujah. I don't care what you bring against me. I'm going. The deception, the way the adversary trip up so many well-meaning people of God. You keep looking. Well, I messed up last year. God said, "Looking unto." Can you ever find Jesus looking back? Jesus, Isaiah said, "I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord." And he was. You keep looking. I got a whole lot of mess in my life. If I look back, oh my God. But I choose not. I can't look at the shadows. Because the shadow is always bigger than the circumstances. The reason you can't go forward in God, you keep looking at that big circumstance. Amen. But when you look forward, you don't see that adversary, that enemy behind you. Because of God. Stay in the spiritual. I'm going back to John. Y'all thought I forgot. Amen. I'm going back. The Bible says from that point, many of his disciples went to the shadows. Went back to the mess. Went back to the drugs. Went back to the addictions. Went back to the failures. Went back to all of the faults. Because they couldn't see the spiritual of what God was doing. And because they were looking at the natural. You know, I figured it out. I got all this figured out. How many knows that God's ways are past? The reason you keep tripping, you're trying to figure out and you can't, you said, "You know, I got it all figured out," and then all of a sudden, somebody throws a monkey wrench in the machinery and you're all messed up because you won't let God be God. Just let him do it his way. Amen. Stay in the spiritual. So they went back to all that mess that God had delivered them out of. And the Lord was astounded and surprised. With all that I've done for you, he asked his disciples, and now will ye go? That's the question this afternoon. Are you going to go back to a world of sin? Are you going to go back to a world of misery? Are you going to go back to a world of addiction? Are you going to go back to a world where you had no peace of mind? Where you had no comforter? Where you had no strength? Are you going to go back? Hallelujah. This is saying the Lord said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Huh? What you going to do back there in the mess? What are you going to do back there where half of the world don't have no hope? Where you go? The Lord, to whom shall we go? Somebody said, why you want to come to Jesus? Because thou has the words. All the answers are in Jesus. So stop looking back. Stop entertaining the past. Stop entertaining the failures. Because that's the natural. But when I get all in the spiritual realm, hallelujah, when I get into the thought of the thing of God, I don't know how, hallelujah, and I don't know when, but I'm standing on thy word, so I know you're going to bless me. Lord, I don't know how, hallelujah, and I don't know when, but I live by the conviction of my faith that you're going to bless me. Hallelujah. Let the winds come. Let the storms blow. But I'll tell the world, hallelujah, wherever I go, that Jesus Christ back to the 62nd Psalm. The only tool that he can hold you back with is your past.
Right, that's it.
But I believe I heard Jesus says, when you come to me right, your sins, your iniquities, your failures, your shortcomings, all that stuff of yesterday, he says, I don't
remember
them anymore. If you're in God, let go of the past. Let it go. That is the natural. And that's the very mechanism that the devil is using to keep holding you back. And the word of God says, we are not ignorant of the devil's. The device is not calling you to look forward, but to look back. Amen. You know, sometimes in life, every once in a while, I do a reflection. And boy, I get so disappointed in my past, some of the poor mistakes that I made. Now, I can stay there, or I can look unto. I say, you can stay there, or you can start looking unto. You know, you have a purpose to say, no, I'm running all the way with God. Then the devil's sending somebody your way to make you look back. The moment you purpose, I've had enough. I'm tired of being in my present condition. The devil will send somebody your way and say, don't you remember? And instead of you saying, you got me with that too many times. You've tripped me up too many times. Not this time. I'm going what? Forward. I'm looking straight ahead. I'm not looking back. I'm not looking at anybody else. But my eyes are on Jesus. Look unto Jesus. He's the what? Author and Verse 1 of 62 says, truly, my soul. When you're in that valley, when you're in that despondency, who are you waiting on? Who are you waiting on? Where's that deliverance going to come from? So David says, truly my soul waiteth upon God. Because from God cometh my deliverance. Salvation means my only deliverance is in God. Right now, I don't know where anybody is at. I know the storms that are blowing in my life. I know the winds of adversity. Amen. But I'm planted, hallelujah, on the rock. I'm planted on the rock. Wind may blow, storm may come, but I tell the world wherever I go that my God has never failed me yet. Yes, people may let you down. People may fail. But God will never fail. Verse 2 reads, He only. He
only
is my rock. The problem is you can't get help because you're looking to too many other he's and they're not the rock. Only God is a rock. I heard somebody say, in a weary land. Right. Only God is a deliverer. Hallelujah. When everything is coming against you. So David, in the middle of it, said, He only is my rock. You know what that means? That means I can't depend on anyone else. I can't look to anyone else for help because He only is my rock. My defense, my salvation. Now when you're planted on this rock, you can say as he said, I shall not be moved. If you're being moved, I have to wonder what your rock is. I heard the Lord tell Peter, thou art Simon, and upon this rock I build my church. As long as you're on the rock, no matter what the devil has coming against you, it won't work. It won't prosper. I don't care what the weapons are. He said, my rock is so powerful that not even the gates of hell will prevail. So I'm wondering this afternoon, where's your rock? What rock are you on? All these winds and they're prevailing. All these problems are prevailing, not even the gates. You know what he's saying? If the devil and every demon he had were able to congregate in one place and fight against my church, they still will not prevail. What kind of assurance do you need? What else are you depending on? The devil, the gates of hell, the dragon, the demon, they can't prevail against the church as long as it's on rock. I'm wondering this afternoon, have you replaced the solid rock with another rock that's not around? God only is my rock. Let's drop down to verse 11. God only is my rock. Just that verse 8 said, well, what's so special about a rock? You can trust in a rock at all times. In the good times. In the bad. In the highs. In the low. You can still trust in the rock. At all times. Verse 11 says, God has spoken. God is trying to get somebody's attention. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
I said God is trying to get somebody's attention and you just have not got it yet. So God spoke what? Once, yea,
twice.
What Job said, yet man perceiveth it not. That's what it says in the book of Job. But some say he speaketh once, yea, twice. I have heard this, that power. So God is speaking once, God is speaking twice. He said, the only thing I'm trying to get you to understand is get out of the natural and get into the because power, I said power, belonging to God. That's why the scripture said, not by, you're trying to fix everything by yourself. Trying to fix everything your way. Not by might, nor by. You can't do it outside of God. And that's why Jesus said, without me, you can do. Some of us are trusting in a rock that's not a rock in me. Power belonging to God. Go to Psalms 27. We'll close up here. Psalms 27. This is a psalm that we all need to commit to memory. In your low points, you need Psalms 27. Today we're focusing on being down in the valley. Do you know sometimes when you're doing what God wants you to do, He still will allow you to go through the valley. We can be as obedient to God as we want to be, but God still permits you to go through the to see what's in you. Jacob, after he had fled from Esau's brother and was with his father-in-law Laban, God told me today it's time for you to go back to where I called you from because I'm going to bless you. So Jacob was obedient to God and he began to go back like God told him. See, there's a difference between going back and going where God tells you. So now he's going back to where God tells him. And Jacob is excited. And then on the way to going back, he encounters Esau coming against him with 400 men. And you know what Jacob did? Jacob got down and he began to reason with his only rock, his only help, his only deliverer. He said, now God, I'm doing what you told me to do. And in me being obedient to you, look at this great host that's coming against me. The Bible, and you can read about it in Genesis 32, it said, Jacob was not just regularly distressed. Jacob didn't have a small head, but Jacob was greatly distressed. Jacob mentally was in a whole lot of trouble. Amen. But he's talking and dealing with God. And then Jacob said, you know what? Perchance I messed up. Anybody, you know you're doing what God is telling you to do, but you're listening to the wrong voice. Perchance, he said, I messed up. So he said, I'm going to divide my family into two camps. Amen. Because now he's dealing with what kind of mind? The natural mind. God had already told him to go back. He's going to be what? Blessed. That God had told him that he was going to be the father of a great nation because he inherited it from Abraham and Isaac. So God had already told him, you're blessed. But Jacob got out of the spiritual. And he got into the... It's dangerous, saints of God, visitors and friends, when you get out of the spiritual. So Jacob is preparing for destruction and a disaster. So he divides his family up. He said, if Esau attacks this group, then this group will get away. Amen. But then he said, but if he attacks that group, this group will get away. But then he went somewhere all by himself. He said, because I know he's coming after me. So if I separate myself from the situation, then Esau would leave everybody else alone. So the Bible says that Jacob separated himself. Amen. But somewhere during the night, it said the angel of the Lord came unto Jacob. Jacob was in a low point. Amen. Jacob was in one of those, Lord, I need you, and I need you right now moments. So he separated himself. He said, now we got three camps. Amen. But I know he's coming after me. Because he was the spiritual leader. You know what the problem is most of our homes are? We fail to realize who are the spiritual leaders. So who do you think the devil's coming after? Can I get some help? He's coming after the leader. Now God, knowing Jacob's mindset, separates him. He's all by himself. But the wonder of it all is that the angel of the Lord came and began to wrestle with Jacob. You know what Jacob said? Jacob said, I've been waiting for this a long time. I heard of him by the hearing of the ear. I've seen what he's done for us. Jacob said, but right now I'm waiting for this opportunity myself. So when the angel of the Lord presented himself to Jacob, amen, Jacob grabbed a hold of him. God is close. Don't let him go. He's in the presence. Don't let him go. His anointing is here. Don't let it go. The Bible says that Jacob began to wrestle. The angel of the Lord said, Jacob, let me go. Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go until you give me the assurance that everything is going to be all right. Our problem is we wrestle with God, but we let go before we get the assurance that everything is going to be all right. Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. He said, you got to let me go because it's the breaking of day and I can't let anybody see me with you. Amen. Saints of God, you got to learn to grab a hold of God. Not your best friend, not anybody else. Because God only is my rock. 27:1 said, the Lord is my light and he is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the one strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When my enemies, the wicked one, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they what? Why? Because the Lord is my strength. Though an host should encamp against me, he said, I shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, thank you, Lord, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired. What are you seeking after? I'm going to stay in church. You know what he's saying? I don't care how bad it's getting. I'm going to stay in church. Amen. He said, all the days of my appointed time am I going to stay in church. He said, I'm going to wait until my change comes. He said it this way. He didn't say it that way. That's how they see it. Amen. But he says here, all the days of my appointed, he said that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. What?
All the days of my life.
How many have sought to shift away from God? All the days of my life that I may behold the beauty of the Lord. And you know why I'm standing in church? Because when things get bad, I can inquire in his temple. The reason that we're not getting help is we're not dwelling in the house of the Lord. We allow little things to distract us. Amen. And then we cannot inquire in his temple. Amen. The next verse reads, for in where are you going to go in your trouble? Who are you going to turn to? For in the time of trouble, he shall what? Hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he. He shall set me up upon a rock. And then what? Now shall my head be lifted up above mine. Well, how are you getting up so high? I stay in God. I didn't allow the war. I didn't allow the troubles to get the advantage of me. Now shall my head be lifted up above mine.
Enemy.
And therefore, because I say the church. Shall I offer? You got to stay in the saddle. Sacrifices of joy. I will. I will sing praises. Well, how did James do it? I stayed in church. I didn't allow the storm. I didn't allow the adversity. I didn't allow all the stuff that was coming against me to keep me out of church. And because I stayed with God, my rock, he sent me upon a rock. And now shall my head be
lifted up.
You feel like you're sinking, sinking, and sinking. You got to get in church. Next verse says, hear, O Lord. Well, how is God able to hear you? Because you're staying in
church.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry, say what? Have what?
Mercy.
Mercy upon me and then answer me. Well, how did you get there? All right. Stay in. And then because, listen, I'm communing with God, follow the psalmist. He said, when thou? Why? Because I stayed in church. I was able to hear from God. When thou said, seek ye my faith, not my mouth,
my heart.
Not my mind, but my
heart.
Send unto thee thy face, Lord. Why? Well, how did you, were you able to do that? Because I what? I stayed in the spiritual. And I did not get into the natural. I did not try to figure out what God had to do. Amen. Now I'm in church. Who's in church? Can I get a wave off? Stay in church. What I mean, take, don't get out of church. I said, stay in church. He said, now hide not thy face. Why? Because I'm still in church. Hide not thy face far from me and put not thy servant away in. God, you know what? I've messed up. But in your anger, keep me in church. Put not thy servant away in anger, for thou hast been my
help.
Because I did what? Stayed in church. I didn't allow the trouble to drive me away from God. I didn't allow my problems to take me away from my only source of help. Then he said, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God, of my salvation. Well, how did you leave? Were you able to say something? Because I stayed in. He said, now, sometimes your situation can get pretty bad here. Amen? Can we say pretty bad?
Pretty bad.
I know y'all see what I'm almost finished. He said, your situation can get so bad that with my mother and my father forsake me. Then the Lord will. I said, then the Lord will what? Take me up. Why did you, how are you able to say that? How are you able to stay strong? I stayed in church. I stayed on the rock. I dwell in his presence forever. I'm going to tell you about me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me.
All right.
I'm never going back. I'm never looking back. I don't entertain the past. Hallelujah. Because my only desire is, Lord, I want to see him and look upon his face. There to see forever of his saving grace. To walk on streets of glory. Let me hear his voice. That cares of past, I'm hoping last. Ever to rejoice. Lord, I want to see him. And I want to look upon. You can't get there going backwards. You can't get there going through all of the troubles. So he said, now, this is when it's getting real bad. Your mother and father forsake me. He said, Lord, teach me thy way, O Lord. And then lead me in a. I don't want to be confused. I don't need no ambiguity. I don't need a path that can go all kind of different directions. But lead me in a plain path. Why? Because of my The devil is your enemy, and he's going to always be your enemy. So when you depend on anybody or anything else other than God to lead you, the path won't be plain. So he said, now lead me in a what kind of path?
Plain
path. He said, now don't deliver me over to the will of my enemy. Why? Because false witnesses are risen up against me as such as read out. Ah, but this is what we get in God right here. This is when we know God has our attention. I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I stayed in church. When things got deplorable, I stayed in church. I did not faint. I did not grow weary in well-doing. I didn't quit. I stayed in church. Now you look at somebody else and say, I'm staying in church. Come on, tell them, stay in church. That's your only help. Is in church. Because when you're in church, you're not fainting. Then you can say, I waited on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and be a one good courage, and he will strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, as we all stand. The question this afternoon, are you today in the natural or are you in the spiritual? I believe it's 1 Corinthians chapter 2 talks about the natural mind as the elders and the ministers come forth. Talks about the natural mind and the spiritual mind. The natural mind cannot understand the things of God. The only way that you understand the things of God is through the what kind of mind? The spiritual mind. The challenge to every ear today is what mind is governing you? What mind is leading you? What mind is giving you the path? The natural mind gives you too many ways to go. But the spiritual mind will lead you in a plain path. You don't have to figure it out. The natural mind will never understand the things of God because they are spiritually discerned. And Paul tells the Roman church, the natural or the carnal mind is not subject to the law of God. Heaven today should be all of our number one goal. Thus saith the Lord unto thee, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. That though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. I am God, hallelujah. There is nothing that comes into your life that I, the Lord, do not know in advance. But without me, you can do nothing. Trust in me with all your heart. At this time, I implore you to not lean to your own understanding. But if you would acknowledge me in all of your ways, I, the Lord, will direct thy path. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. That's called the word of prophecy. That's called the word of prophecy. You know what that means? That speaking in tongues, that was a prayer up to God. The response was to someone this afternoon is in need. Now you know what's so good about prophecy? We don't have to know who you are, but you know who you were. That word was meant for you. And God said, come down and let us. That's not you reasoning with men. That's you and God. That's one-on-one. God said for you to come there and reason with him. He said, now I don't care if you messed up and you got some sin. He said, God said, I'll forgive you and it should be as white as snow. He said, it could be red like crimson. Crimson is significant of death and destruction. God said, I'll make it like wool. And then later on in that verse, he said, if you be willing and obedient. God was speaking to someone this afternoon.
Yes.
You know who you are, and God knows who you are. Let God be God. Let God work in your circumstances. Let God work in your situation. We don't need to know, because we're not a deliverer, and we're not a rod. But God is our rock and our deliverer's minister gives.